Welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. My name is Jessica Karabat, and I'm a holistic coach for women, certified vegan nutritionist, fitness trainer, yogi, and Reiki master. I have coached hundreds of women worldwide, and I made it my mission to help women from all around the world transform their lives and health in ways they didn't think was possible. If you're looking to uplevel your health, learn about the best practical tips on vegan health and fitness, master your menstrual cycle, improve your relationship with food, and so much more, so that you can reconnect with the powerful woman that you're meant to be, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is for you to help you step up your game, reconnect with yourself as a woman, and elevate your health and life. We are going to have so much fun in this podcast. Are you ready? Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. My name is Jess and I'm so excited that you're here with me today. Today, I want to speak to you about how the health and weight loss industry is changing and what that means to you as a consumer. Okay, I'm very excited about this episode because maybe you're asking yourself right now, why should I care why the weight loss and health industry is changing? But I do think you should care because it's gonna make you more aware of what is happening and you can make independent choices that suit you the best because you no longer wanna be sold to, you no longer want to be made false promises and fall into traps where you feel like you're spending all of this money and nothing is really happening in return, right? You want to be in your own power, you want to be able to control what it is that you want, what it is that you wanna create, what it is that the journey that you wanna go on, and obviously also get the results that you want, right? The first thing that I just also want to, you know, say by prefacing is I want to preface this by saying that it doesn't matter if you are right now on a weight loss journey, if you're right now on a weight gain journey, if you want to heal your relationship with food, if you just want to become healthier and more aware of what you're eating, if you want to become fitter, whatever it is, like this will still apply to you for the reason that you will be able to make conscious choices. I think that's really my underlying message here in this episode. So the first thing that's going to change and is already changing is health is no longer about nutrition and or fitness. Many people are starting to realize that when it comes to health, health is so much more than just nutrition and fitness on its own. Many people are starting to realize, hold on, now I have this meal plan, I have this training plan, but why am I not doing it? Why do I feel like I'm holding myself back? Why do I feel like it's hard for me to do it for longer than a week or 2 weeks? Why do I feel like I keep falling off? And many people are starting to realize, maybe it's my thoughts that I'm having. Maybe it's my mindset that I'm having around those things. Maybe it's my beliefs. Maybe the things that I think about myself are the reason why I'm not doing it. Maybe I'm not thinking I'm good enough, so why should I even try? Or you have the fear of failure. Maybe you're a perfectionist. Maybe you want to make sure that once you do it perfectly. Otherwise, it's a failure. So many people are starting to realize that when it comes to health, there's more that you got to recognize that might be holding you back truly. And the reason as to why you might have not been successful in the past. So when it comes to really recognizing that, it's also recognizing that everyone is different, everyone is individual, and everyone will need to work on something else. In my journey working as a health coach, having coached hundreds of clients worldwide, I can tell you in 99% of the cases, people need the deeper work. People need to understand their emotions, they need to understand their traumas, work through those, as well as understand that their limiting beliefs are the reason why they are not doing what they want to do. And that's why I've been seeing a trend where many people are going away from nutrition and fitness programs solely and are looking for a more holistic, more whole body approach rather than just purchasing another meal plan or another training plan online, because that's done very easily. We can find so many out there online for a very cheap price. But also on top of that, they're oftentimes not individual, they're not personalized enough. And we got to understand that we're all
unique individual beings, and what will work for you might not work for me, and vice versa. And that is something that we really got to understand. We all go through different walks of life. We've all been through stuff. We all have those beliefs that are holding us back in becoming the best version of ourselves. And so it's really recognizing that this is really the key to longevity and to a healthy life, is looking at people from a holistic lens. Now, the second thing that I've been seeing as a trend is people are becoming more conscious of what they're really putting into their bodies, which means people are more likely to look at what ingredients are in the product that I'm eating. Where is that ingredient coming from? Is it locally sourced? Is it organic? And on top of that, which I think obviously being in the vegan space, people are starting to realize that dairy and meat is no longer as healthy as it was promoted in the past. Especially it started in the States, right? Of how meat and protein was an agenda that, you know, the government was pushing on them, and it became kind of a underlying theme over the years that people are still believing it. People still believe that protein is needed, but many people are starting to realize that the protein source might not be the meat and dairy, but might be coming more from whole foods, right? So I've been seeing this trend going around, especially also with younger people, but also with elderly people. I've been having people join my program who are in the 50s and 60s, who are starting to realize, I want to live long and I want to make sure my body is not inflamed. I want to make sure that the things that I put into my body are going to help me live longer, are going to help me be healthier for a longer time, because people are starting to make that connection of food and disease, right? Whatever we put into our body is going to manifest either way in health, in longevity, in thriving, or into a disease, right? It's kind of thinking about if you're driving a car and you know your car needs petrol, but you're putting another gas into it that is not supposed to. Let's say you put in diesel into this car. This is the wrong type of energy for the car, and eventually you will still be able to drive a couple of kilometers, but at some point your car might stop in the middle of the road and you literally just broke the car because it was the wrong type of fuel in your car. Now, that is also what's happening to our bodies, right? We need to be aware of what we're putting into our bodies and shift more towards less meat, less eggs, less dairy, obviously, not only for health reasons, but for environmental reasons and for reasons that are also, you know, when it comes to animal cruelty, also realizing that this is no longer sustainable and it's hurting more than just us humans by us putting those products into our body, but it's hurting everyone on planet Earth. Definitely something that I've been seeing a huge shift. If you look at the documentaries on Netflix recently, more and more documentaries are coming out where people are debunking the myths of an omnivore diet and looking at longevity and looking at blue zones, for example. There is a Netflix series on that too. Blue zones are zones in the world where people live the longest. And not only they live the longest, but they're thriving, you know, for a very long time in their life. They're extremely fit, healthy, not only physically, but mentally. They're happy. And so they're looking into those lives and seeing that the majority of the food that they eat is actually coming from plants and not animal. Many times it only makes up 5 to 10% of animal products that they actually consuming. Most of it is coming from plants. Now, which leads me to my next point of how the health and weight loss industry is changing. Many people are starting to realize it's not about doing it on your own anymore. People are craving community. People are craving to be around people, if it's online or if it's in the real world, that are going through the same issues, obstacles, traumas, goals, whatever it is. People are realizing it's no longer about me doing it on my own, but it's about finding a community of like-minded women I can do this together with, as well as looking for a mentor who has done what I want to do before, and truly a mentor that is coming from a heart space. So not only is it the community aspect that I've been seeing, but also really people want to bond, people want to trust, people want to be authentic, people want to trust authentic people. And that's what I've been seeing as well, that has been shifting. People are becoming more aware of who they can truly trust and who has substance and who doesn't. And for example, referring to the whole health coaching industry, me myself being a health coach, I've been seeing that trend going on for quite some time. People want to work with people they can trust. People want to work with people that they understand, and vice versa, right? That there is this really deep connection that they create with the coach, with the community, rather than getting a meal plan and trying to figure it out for 6 months on their own. So this is a trend that I've been seeing. And again, looking at Blue Zones, the people that really survive the longest or live the longest and thrive the longest are the people who have other people around in their life who they share with, who they play with, who they have fun with, who they grow together with, who they cook with, right? These are really, really important factors that I've been starting to see as well. Now, another trend, which I'm really, really, really loving, is less pushing and more resting. What does this mean? I'm literally getting teary because I feel like this is such a huge, huge, huge shift in our world when it comes to health and being happier and being healthier. If you are a woman around my age or older or younger, it doesn't matter. We are so used to push and keep going and ignore what our body is telling us. At least this is how I grew up. And I do think many women can relate to that of pushing, grinding, ignoring your body's needs for rest, sleep you can do when you're dead. All of these things that we have listened and heard for a long time, that is finally shifting. Hustle culture and pushing and having to have a super hard workout every time that you feel like you're sweating and you can't breathe anymore is out. That thing of killing yourself at the gym is no longer relevant, and people are starting to realize that this is the first thing that is actually the reason why people are burning out and are becoming unhealthier and unhappier. We live in a society which is already very stressful. We have the news every day. Many people are confronted with it, if you want to or not, on a daily basis, right? There is so many anxieties and factors that are playing a role, and more people have a dysregulated nervous system. More and more people cannot regulate themselves on their own. And so being able to understand that we don't need to keep pushing in life, but resting is what is actually the productive, you know, part in our life, is what I think is revolutionary. And when I say resting, I'm not talking about not working out and laying on the couch and watching Netflix all day. I'm talking about restorative activities, spending more time in nature, going on walks, doing yoga, yin yoga, meditating. Again, doing fun activities with friends outside, if it's dancing, if it's playing volleyball, whatever it is that you can think of, that is what I refer to as resting. Moving your body because it's fun. Moving your body because it nourishes you. Moving your body because it fills you up with energy, rather than pushing and grinding yourself to death at the gym. Now, I'm not saying that you cannot have hard workouts. I still have my hard workouts, which I thoroughly enjoy. But in the past, again, I would do it to an extent that I would ignore my body's needs. I would have it on my workout plan and I would make sure I needed to go to the gym. Otherwise, I was a failure and I couldn't achieve my health goals. This is the mindset that I used to have, and I've seen a lot of women have the same thing. This is out. This is no longer what is in, and I love it. More conscious movement, more being present, more resting, more flowing, and that's what's really gonna raise our consciousness. It's gonna help us get out of the fight and flight into rest and digest, and it's gonna help us regulate our nervous system. And then the fifth and last point, which I think is really, really powerful, is people are no longer looking for quick fixes. What does this mean? People are no longer in it for the short-term success. People are realizing, you know what? Yes, I could do a four-week cleanse and detox and I'm gonna lose 20, 30, 40 pounds. I mean, that's exaggerated. It's impossible to lose that much in just a month. But people are starting to realize, hold on, that is not sustainable. If I do this for a month, then what? Afterwards, I have no strategy in place. I don't know how I'm gonna continue this because literally it is not sustainable. If I wanna go out with my friends and eat, if I wanna go out with my friends and party, or, you know, travel or invite friends, whatever it is, like, it's not sustainable, obviously. So people are realizing, instead of looking for a quick fix, how can I create a lifestyle that suits me? How can I heal my relationship with food? How can I see food as energy that nourishes me, that fulfills me, that makes me happy, rather than looking for the next quick fix for summer or for the next wedding, but realizing I'm no longer in it. I'm no longer in it for the week quick thing. I'm in it for changing my mindset, my thoughts, my emotions, learning about nutrition, and creating a lifestyle that is going to truly suit me for the rest of my life. And that, again, obviously, these are trends that I've been seeing. I'm not saying that they will never exist anymore and people will still be looking for the quick fixes. But the people I'm surrounding myself with, the people, the coaches that I'm talking to, are realizing that more and more as well. All of these five points that I just shared with you are incredibly powerful. And if you want to have a successful weight loss journey or health journey, if you just want to become healthier, heal your relationship with food, be more confident, whatever it is for you, following these five trends or these five changes is going to make you successful in the long run. I guarantee you that. Because we can always try to look for the next best solution, but maybe it's not really the next best solution. It's actually finding the thing that is going to give us the solution to give us peace of mind until the rest of our lives. I think that is really, really powerful if we recognize that. Now, if you feel like, okay, Jess, I do agree with you. I kind of want to work on myself, work on my health. I have something for you. Well, I have a couple of things for you, but recently I have just relaunched The Vegan Queen, which is a 6-week long program. Now, this program is not just a weight loss program. In this program, you will learn about nutrition. You will learn about how to eat the right way. There's a lot of mindset and belief work that we do within those 6 weeks. So you're really building that foundation to become your healthiest vegan self and your fittest self within those 6 weeks. And you gotta get the training plan, you get all of those resources and tools that you need, but most importantly, you create a lifestyle that will suit you for the rest of your life. And this is what we do within those 6 weeks. This 6-week program is for everyone who's not yet ready to commit to a 4-month program, but there's always the option afterwards. What I have been doing, and it's been really powerful, is after these 6 weeks in the Vegan Queen, if you feel like I want more, I'm ready for a longer commitment, you can use the credit of the Vegan Queen for the Plentiful Goddess, which is my 4-month program. This is what we've been doing lately, and it's been really, really powerful and wonderful to see what is possible and see these ladies. You know, we just finished literally the first round of the Vegan Queen. It's been so wonderful to see people transform and have the success that they've been having. And on top of that, you are able to take it a step further if you want to. So all information of the Vegan Queen is going to be in the show notes and the Plentiful Goddess as well, my Instagram, all of this important stuff. If you do have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. And if you have any more questions, as always, reach out to me. Sending you so much love, and I'll see you soon. Take care. Bye.